inspiring interviews with today's top landlords. This is the Rental Income Podcast. And now, Dan Lane.
We spend a lot of time on the podcast talking about tenants, but we've never actually spoken to a tenant. So today on the podcast, I thought it would be interesting to talk to two different tenants and see what things are like from their point of view. Our first tenant is in what she describes as a really rough neighborhood. It's probably a C-minus or maybe even a D-class neighborhood, but the property is really nice. I've seen pictures of it online. It looks like it was recently renovated. It looks like it's been kept up. So we'll talk to her first, and then our second tenant is in what she describes as probably a B-class property in a B-class neighborhood. So let's take a real quick break. We'll come back in 60 seconds and we'll start the interview. If you're a do-it-yourself landlord and you're looking for the ultimate online resource to help you better manage your rentals, check out Rentler. They have everything you could possibly need to help you better manage your rental properties, from taking online applications to tenant screenings and online payment processing. They have a special offer just for our listeners. If you go to tryrentler.com/laws, you can download a free report showing you the fair housing laws in all 50 states. That's tryrentler, tryrentler.com/laws.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Hey, Melanie, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
No problem.
Awesome. So let me ask you this. Can you just tell our audience a little bit about your rental history?
Well, I've probably moved annually for, I don't know, I want to say the last 17 years, if not maybe, you know, a year here, maybe 6 months there.
Okay. Wait, so you've lived in a property, like you've moved every 6 months to a year?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And the place that you are living right now, can you describe what the neighborhood is like?
It's actually an incredibly bad neighborhood. I would say it's a little bit ghetto. We hear gunshots pretty often, pretty close, okay. Regularly.
Okay. So it's not the kind of place you're going to want to walk around at night? Like, would you feel safe
No.
walking around during the day, or is it just...
Being female, I would not walk around during the day either.
Okay. 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 And then what is the actual property like that you live at?
Well, based on the neighborhood, we have a completely gated community. So you need a key fob to get into the parking lot, a key fob to get into the building, and then we have door codes, keypads on everything. So they keep it pretty safe. The parking lot's completely covered in cameras.
So do you feel safe at home
with
all
absolutely.
That security? Okay. Okay. Now, and tell me about yourself. Like, what kind of work do you do?
I worked for a contract manager. I'm an office manager.
So you have like a professional office type job.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. 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 Now, when you were looking for this apartment or looking for a place to live, how did you initially find the property?
We found it online looking for, you know, renovated lofts that were affordable. And so we found it on the internet.
Okay. And when you found it, did you call in or did you email?
I called to make an appointment to see the property.
Okay. And did they, when you called, did they make an appointment or were they like, hey, come on over and we'll show it to you right now?
Yeah, she made an appointment with us for a weekend so we could come look at it.
Okay. So you called during the week and then you went over on the weekend?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Correct.
And then what did they confirm with you before you went over there, or did they just kind of, you set an appointment and you showed up?
We had a set time. I did call the day before we came just to confirm that somebody would be here.
Okay. Did they ask you to call or did you just?
No, I just
okay.
called.
Okay. Okay. So then when you showed up, they showed you around the property. What was that like for the tour?
They had pictures of the units online. So he had one specific unit that we were interested in.
Okay.
And she showed us a couple of them, and then we went to look at this one and decided this was the one we wanted.
And did you decide right then at the time of the showing that you wanted to rent
yeah.
it? Okay.
Yep.
And then what did they make you do from there? Was there an application you had to fill out?
Yeah, we had to go home and get online, fill out an application, and pay the application fees to get it, you know, processed.
Okay. And what kind, do you remember what kind of stuff they were asking for on the application?
It was your basic information, you know, employment, salary, name, social, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You needed rental references and personal references and, you know, where you worked, standard kind
okay.
of stuff.
Okay. And then what happened next? Did it take them a few days to review your application, or was it kind of instant?
Normally it would be instant approval if you do it online, but we had some special circumstances that had to be handled. So
okay.
they, called us the following Monday.
What happened? What were the circumstances?
Well, my ex-boyfriend had a judgment outstanding from, I want to say 7 years prior. That was about $4,000. And because it was a previous landlord, they were still willing to rent to us because the property was brand new and they were trying to fill it. But they did say that we needed to pay the judgment and then have proof of payment from the landlord before they would approve us.
Okay. So how did he pay that? Did he just have to track down his old landlord?
Yeah. Well, the leasing agent, our property manager, actually sent me a link to the online judgment on you know, the government website that they have up in New York. And then I got in touch with the landlord directly, got all the information to pay him, sent him certified funds, and then his office sent me back proof of payment because it takes a month for the state to process that.
Okay. So then once you had that, once you had his letter, then they were ready to move forward and sign a lease with you?
Correct. They had okay. to move it through the larger property management company for approval. But yes, they did approve us
okay.
for it.
Okay. Awesome. And then how long did it take from the time that you signed the lease until you moved in?
We moved in the day after we signed the lease.
Okay. Okay. So once they approved it, were you ready to move? You said, I guess the place was vacant. So were you ready to move in right away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Based
awesome.
On, you know, the move-in date we chose, we were able to move in for that date.
Okay. So to move in, you had to pay that back judgment. And then did they want a security deposit and the first month's rent too?
Correct. Yeah, there okay. was prorated rent and then a security deposit and a pet deposit.
Okay. And how long have you been there for now?
It's been about 8 months.
8 months. Okay. And are you happy there?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. Have you had any kind of maintenance problems or any kind of trouble?
No, since these are brand new units. Nobody lived here prior, so everything was new.
Everything was brand new. That's
in.
Great. That's great. Okay. And have you had any problems... I know that you moved in with your boyfriend, but then you guys broke up at some point. Did you have any trouble paying the rent when he moved out?
No, I had been paying rent for 6 months without him having an income, so there
okay.
was no issue. It's affordable.
Okay. Have you ever been late or anything? Or
there was 1 month where it was late, and we paid a chunk of the rent, and then based on the balance that was still outstanding, they charged us a percentage of interest per day it was late.
Okay. And did you tell them, hey, we're going to be late? Or like, how did that
yeah.
go down? Okay. So you just called and said, hey, we
yeah.
don't have the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Did they ask you to pay part of it, or did you just volunteer that?
No, we just volunteered what we had to pay it. And I was trying to find out, you know, if they would charge us interest on the balance or if it was going to be the entire month's rent.
Okay. Okay. And so then you paid, and then a few days later, then you had the rest of the rent to get.
That's correct.
To get
yeah.
Okay. And then the next month, everything worked out. You were on time.
Yeah, I haven't been late other than that 1 month.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So how long do you plan on staying there?
I'm going to renew.
Okay.
As long as I can until they raise rent beyond
yeah.
what I can pay.
So I guess you haven't been there a full year yet. Have they said if they're going to raise rent, or is it still a little bit too early?
I did ask the property manager here, and she said she hasn't gotten any notifications for increase in rent, so
okay.
it's going to be unlikely.
Okay. 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 Awesome. All right. Well, Melanie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Next up, we have Melissa. Melissa lives in a B-class property in a B-class neighborhood. Hey, Melissa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So I want to talk to you about your experience renting. But before we get to that, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your rental history?
Rental history? Sure. I've pretty much for my whole life, I've been a renter. At one point, I was a homeowner, but I actually had that home for 4 years. But with the commute back and forth, it got to be a bit much for me. So I ended up putting my house on the market. So I interned. After I sold my home, I had 3 weeks to turn around and find a rental because I wasn't ready to buy another home. So I found a rental in another state. But being a rental, a person who rents, it has its advantages and disadvantages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And how long did you live at that property for?
The home I had, I lived there 4 years. And then when I sold it and I moved to the rental, I was there for 4 years as well.
Okay. And now then you left there and you're at the place that you're living now. How long have you been there for?
I've been at this other rental that I'm currently at for 7 years.
Okay. So do you plan on sticking around long term, or are you thinking about maybe moving?
Well, I've moved there thinking it was going to be short term, but it ended up being year after year. Trying to save money to actually buy another home it's been hard.
Mm-hmm.
The price of rent keeps going up every year. So it still makes it kind of hard, even though when you have a small kid, you have to pay for daycare and all that good stuff. You have to take all that into consideration. So it makes it a little bit harder to save money in order to buy another home.
Yeah.
So for the current rental that I'm at, that I've been at for 7 years, I don't want to stay there. The last 3 years, I've been trying to tell myself that I need to move out of there because I really want to be a homeowner again. But for this year, my lease is up in July. So I'm really trying to concentrate on trying to find another home, to be another homeowner because, you know, I don't want to stay there another mm-hmm. year.
Do you, keep doing 1 year leases?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, actually I was doing 1 year leases, but now, this last lease I did a 10 month lease. Because, you know, I was going month to month for almost a year, which is more cost because they charge you extra for that, mm-hmm. To go month to month, which is, you know, more cost than it would be for a yearly at least.
Right.
So it got to be almost, you know, to the point where, you know, I couldn't find anything. I was trying to find a rental, but within my price range, another rental, but I wanted to move from the apartment to a townhouse to rent a townhome, but based on my price range and my limited area where I wanted to be based on the school district, I was limited. Nothing was coming available. So I ended up signing that 10-month lease, which is now going to be up this coming July. So before that lease is up, I know my leasing office is going to give me a 60-day notice that I have to let them know if I'm going to be staying or moving. So I know that's going to be coming to me probably within the next month or so. So right now I'm trying to consider and actually concentrate on trying to find, you know, somewhere else to go because I don't want to stay where I'm at.
Okay. Now describe what the property is like. Like, is this a older building, a newer building? Like what's it like?
From what I gather, the apartment complex that I'm in, I think they've been around for about 20 years, 25 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the neighborhood, it seems like a safe neighborhood. Like you're never feeling threatened or... Like
it's for the most part, it is safe.
Okay.
They do have a neighborhood watch. But to be honest, the neighborhood watch only comes out maybe once a week when they should be coming out pretty much every night,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
They say they have it, but I to be honest, I never see them come out. Even when I'm outside walking my dog, I never see them come out.
But there's not a lot of crime though in the neighborhood, right?
No, for the most part, it is safe.
Okay.
It's close to the shops and stuff, but I don't hear of anything going on around the neighborhood.
How did you first find this property?
I first found it. I actually went on the internet. I was looking for rentals within a certain area that I wanted to be in. I wanted to be close to my mom as well. So I picked this property based on the location. And from the internet, I called the number and then I spoke to them over the phone based on what I was looking for.
And from the time that you called, did they tell you to come over and we'll show you the unit, or did they set up an appointment with you?
When I called, I spoke to a lady. I remember the lady. I don't remember her name. She did state that I could come over there over the weekend. I had to go over there on a Saturday because I think I called like on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. Went on a Saturday. I had to make the appointment. And then once I got there, she showed me a couple of the different models that they had, the different kind of with the way they were laid out, because each apartment was laid out a little bit differently. And then she told me what would be coming up available based on when I needed to move. So I got to see them in person based on like the staged apartments that they had, mm-hmm. to see which one to pick through, or what actually which one I wanted to pick. And then I chose which one I needed, or which would be a better fit for me. And then I actually signed the lease. I think it was a couple days after that because she had one coming available.
Okay. Now, when you signed the lease, like, before you signed the lease, did they do any kind of a background check on you? Or
yes.
Okay. Like, do you remember what exactly they were checking for?
She told me that they would do a background check to check my credit score, my rental history, my income, my employment, and how long I had been employed, and just basically if I had anything on okay. my record as being any incidents with the law or anything like that.
Right.
They wanted to make sure I had a good history before they would rent to me.
And you sound like you're an upstanding citizen, so I'm sure you didn't have any trouble there, right? That was probably pretty standard.
Yeah, I've pretty much paid all of my bills on time. I try to keep everything current, so everything came back okay.
That's awesome. So are you said that you're thinking about moving. Like, is there anything in the property that there may be the manager maybe isn't doing good? Like, are they good about fixing stuff, or do repairs seem to linger for a while before they get around to fixing stuff?
When I moved in there, it was nice. The management was nice. They took care of things. When you called in a maintenance ticket, they came out right away to fix the issue, whatever was going on. Then they got to the point where they couldn't order the new parts. They would go into other vacant apartments to get out, you know, other different supplies like a refrigerator or a dishwasher or whatever. They would, if something was to break in another apartment, somebody was actually living in, they would go into a vacant apartment to get whatever part they needed to fix something that was going wrong in another apartment.
Okay.
And then now for the last year and a half, they have been actually doing remodeling the apartments. So now as people move out, they're actually remodeling the apartments, putting in new carpet, new appliances. They're putting in new stainless steel appliances, trying to make them more updated and more modern.
So have you heard through the grapevine or anything about rents going up, like after they're doing that work, or does it seem like they're not really raising the rent that much?
I heard through other people that are actually moving in that they find that the rents where I am are a little bit higher than other places, but they like the idea of having the new appliances because
right.
some of the apartments do not have that yet.
Okay. So if you decided to stay, do you think that they would raise your rent? You've said they've raised your rent every year, but do you think with the updates they're doing that they're going to raise your rent even more?
Most likely they probably will.
Yeah. Okay. How much does it generally go up every year?
Every year, I would say, let's see, when I was doing month to month, it was an extra $350 a month.
Extra $350 a month. Wow. Okay.
It's an extra $350 a month. Now, being in this 10-month lease, it's almost up. It'll be up in July. I'm pretty certain that it's going to go up again, but I'm not sure how much this time. But
okay.
I know it's not going to stay the same. If I sign another lease, it's going to go up again.
Like thinking back to like from year two to year three, like back when you were doing year long leases, how much would it go up from year to year?
There was one year it went up an extra $75.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And thanks for reaching out to me.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for listening and subscribing to the podcast. We'll have another inspiring landlord next Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.